You're listening to Mobile Agent TV.
Radio!
Oh yeah, radio. Sorry, Dave.
Welcome to Mobile Agent TV. I am Michael Thorne of Remax Little Oak Realty in Langley, BC. And my co-host, as always, is Dave Faulkner from Bridgewater, New Jersey's Remax Preferred Professionals and the Enviro Realty team. Dave, when I ask you how are things going, you always talk about weather. It's just something human nature we do. But will weather impact your ability to come to R4?
Well, we're trying like hell right now to change flights and get the hell out of here. Because it looks like, again, every weather report says the Canadian air. So yeah. These Canadians, I don't know what you guys are doing, but you're sending all of this stuff down here, and we're about to have one of the biggest storms of the year. I tend to not believe the weatherman. I think he's full of crap, but for now, I'm believing him, and we're doing everything we can to get out of here a day early if we can, and we're just kind of batting them fighting the cold, so we're going to be there. Don't worry. I'm going to drive if I got to go.
Good, because I'm a little worried that you might not show up. So
we've got
Mobile Agent TV's got a lot of things.
Cool year.
During the broadcast, you can interact with us live on Twitter using the hashtag MATVLive, as well as you can just click on the screen right now, and I will – oh, I had you on cameraman. No one got to see you there, Dave. I'll enable the Q&A feature right now. So if you've got any questions, just click on the screen and you can send us questions and we'll get them to our guests today. We're talking about paperless real estate. But before we start the show, there's a couple of things, a couple of announcements we want to make. The first one is Remax has sent out a request for people to send photos of themselves with their clients for R4. They want to put them up on the big screen during the opening ceremonies and whatnot. So you can post your photos of your happy clients on Facebook, on Twitter, Instagram, Google+, always using the hashtag SoldByRemax, and they will be using those to fill the big screen during the R4 opening general session. So if you want to see your clients up there on the big screen, post some photos on social media using the hashtag SoldByRemax. But at the top of the show, I think a lot of people are waiting for the announcements of the great lineup of guests that we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing a live Mobile Agent TV from the all-access booth at Remax R4 on the floor. It's going to be the first time Dave and I have sort of sat there together and done a show, so we'll get right to it. We've got a lot of returning champions and a lot of people coming back to the show that are really comfortable and familiar with the show that we think we bring a lot of value. So here's our guest list for the show for R4. We have Katie Lance coming on. She's doing a couple sessions out there, but Katie Lance is going to sit down with us for 10 minutes. We have Chris Spiker coming back on the show for number 5 or number 6. He asked me if he had to wear pants. I said it was Vegas, so I don't know what that means. We're going to have the great Corey Vasquez on the show, who is the lead of social media and digital marketing for Remax LLC. We're going to have Travis Robertson on the show. He's going to be speaking right afterwards, so he's going to have to come and spend a few minutes with us and then run away. He's going to bring a ton of value. And then Valerie Garcia is going to come on the show and sit down with us, who's always been a really great friend of the show, and so that's a great lineup. But I do have one very, very special announcement to make about one more guest that even Dave doesn't know about.
You know, I bet you can guess.
Yeah, you want to guess? You want to guess? Because if you guess and you're wrong, it's gonna feel a little empty.
Then I won't guess. I won't guess. I'll write it down right here.
You write it down. Our very special guest and the first guest of the show Wednesday at 12 o'clock Pacific from the floor of R4 is Mr. Dave Liniger.
Whoa. Okay, it doesn't get any better than that, pal.
I got the news yesterday from Corey Vasquez, and I told her that I would keep it a secret, and I'd let Dave know on the air. So thank you, Corey. We are thrilled about it, and here's something special. We're only going to have a few minutes with him, probably about 5 to 10 minutes, depending on how much time he wants to spend with us. But we'll get an opportunity to ask Mr. Liniger a couple questions, and we want to reach out to our amazing Mobile Agent TV audience. Send us the questions you would like us to ask Mr. Liniger, and we will ask a couple of them on the show. So you can tweet us to them at Mobile Agent TV, send us to them on Facebook, send us an email at mobileagenttv@gmail.com. Get us your questions, and we will ask Mr. Liniger a couple of questions on the show. I've got one that I really want to ask him. But it'll be great, Dave. That's a huge. What's the biggest get in Remax, right?
That's it. It's the biggest get. You can't get any bigger than that. He's one of my heroes.
Wow.
I've been with company so long, and I know that there's been a lot of things he's been through, but he is like, he's an amazing man. You know, the things that he does, and where he's brought this company and how hard he's worked. He's an amazing person, I believe, and I'm really looking forward to doing an interview with him.
It's going to be fantastic. Thank you, Corey Vasquez, again. Awesome. I just heard that Melanie Gelli just put, she just wrote that she screamed out loud. So I know that Melanie's been hoping that we could get someone like Dave on the show for a very long time, so it's very, very cool. But let's get to today's episode with Gary Weiss of the Good Life team. And as always, we read out our guest's 160 Twitter bio. You can get Gary on Twitter at Gary Weiss. That's with two R's. He's the CFO of At Good Life Team, paperless pro and tech fanatic, teaching others to be more efficient in real estate. Welcome to the show, Gary.
Thank you so much, Michael. Thanks, Dave. I'm so delighted to be here, and you know, I love what you guys are doing, and I love how much that you give back to the industry. You know, that's something that Christine and I are very passionate about, is that for an industry that has given us so much, the opportunity to be able to give back, and you guys give back in loaves. That's something that Brian Buffini used to say. He said, "Take it out in slices and give it out in slices and take it in loaves." So you know, that's awesome for you guys. You're doing an amazing job. So I'm delighted to be here with you today.
Thanks, Gary. I've been following you and the Good Life team for several years now, and why don't you just give some of our viewers who might not know your story with you and Christina, just give us your brief history in real estate.
Sure. So just a quick story is that after college, I graduated and, you know, went up to Colorado to become a ski patroller. One day, my parents had been in real estate their entire lives. One morning, I got a call from my mom at 5:30 in the morning, and I was 22 years old. This is not the call you want. My dad died in the middle of the night, and they were business partners in real estate. And so, literally, what happened to me is, I don't know if you guys have ever been totally overcome by emotion, but I don't remember anything that happened for a couple of hours because my body collapsed, and it was just a horrible, horrible situation. Well, what I did is my mom said, you know, can you come home? I said, absolutely, I'm on the next flight. So I moved home, actually never went back to Colorado. I had somebody pack up my stuff and ship it home, and I got my license here in Austin because my mom said, you know, I said, what are you going to do? And she goes, I don't know. And I said, well, why don't I take the company business and see what I can do with it? I don't know anything about real estate. I grew up in the real estate industry, but I didn't really know anything. So I took what they were doing and created a company and built that company and started implementing technology in order to eliminate a lot of expenses that they had previously had with personnel, with different technologies like printers and copiers and everything. And, you know, Michael, you and I were talking about that, is how long we've been paperless and on this path. I mean, I've been on this path since 1997. And so what happened is that Christina and I were both at the same brokerage. Our offices were literally right next door to each other. And I fell in love with her, and we eventually got married, combined our companies to create Good Life Realty. We own a real estate brokerage, and what we do is I have always been a tech aficionado. Not for the sake of tech's sake, but really for the sake of how do I improve my life and how do I improve the experience that I give my customers through that. And what came out of that is I train our agents on the systems and the processes of how they can save time, save money, and really help your customers and produce a much better experience, like a true five-star experience for them. And we can talk about what that does. But we've been doing that for several years, and interestingly, we won the Inman Real Estate Brokerage, the most innovative real estate brokerage award in 2010, and two companies took note of that, Apple and Evernote. And in fact, Apple called. In fact, if it's okay, I want to tell a short story about the phone call I got from Apple. Does that work for you?
That works great.
I got this call from Apple. And my assistant put it through, or she called, you know, paged me back here, and she goes, hey, Gary, I've got this woman, her name is Pear from Apple. I'm not kidding. And I was
you
like,
make that stuff up.
No, you can't make that up. And I said, all right, somebody's putting me on here. So I'm in, put the call through. It was actually a woman named Pear who works in their marketing department. And she said, we have been seeing and noticing how you guys are using our technology mobily in real estate, and we'd like to film a commercial about Good Life Realty and how you guys use these systems. And so they flew us out to San Francisco. They actually came back. To date, we've been featured in one full commercial and then also a series of podcasts where they took us and really interviewed us of exactly how we're doing that. And then from that spurred Evernote. Christina is the Evernote ambassador to real estate. And, you know, that we use that as a foundational tool here at Good Life Realty. And, in fact, we meet frequently with executives from Evernote to talk about what it is that we do in real estate operational-wise and how we need that to translate into their technology and what they need to do to continue to evolve it for real estate, because they're very, very focused on our industry and helping us as realtors really perform our duties better and produce a better experience for our customers. So that's kind of a long story about how we got to where we are and where we are now, but I hope that helps everybody who's watching who might not know, you know, what we're up to in this tiny little brokerage in Austin, Texas.
Well, that's a humble way to say it. But one of the things I think really interesting, Gary, is there's a lot of people in our business that train and teach, but that don't have a history in the day-to-day belly-to-belly of real estate. And one of the nice things talking with you, and especially when you take some of the stuff, the training that you offer, you're speaking in terms and understanding the process and the time demand of the agent. And I think that's where the real value is. This isn't paperless training and for multiple industries. This is for real estate from someone that's been doing it. I think that's really where the value is. But your wife has a quote, says that she feels like the iPad was made for real estate. And
that's funny you say that. That was in the ad. I think that's the last line in the Apple ad is, iPad was made for real estate. Yeah.
And I couldn't agree more. And we've been paperless long prior to the announcement or the release of the very first iPad, and you two have as well. It's never been easier than now to sort of become mobile and paperless, because it's so much easier and so much more intuitive now than it ever was. So, and Dave, that's something that Gary just said was implementing these technologies to create a better experience, not just technology for the sake of technology. And that's something you are huge on, Dave, is it has to add value to myself, my team, or my consumer, or it's a waste of time. And that's what it has been for you being paperless, right, Dave? There is purpose behind the technology.
Absolutely. And the experience for our clients is the number one thing, and making it easier for us as team leaders to interact with our team. I think, just like Gary said, that there's no industry, none that I can think of, that this technology, paperless and the iPad and all this mobile, fits than real estate. You know, the fact that his wife's quote is that the iPad was made for real estate couldn't be more spot on. It's changed the way we do business. Totally. And most of this has happened thanks to my interacting and meeting Michael a year ago, a little over a year ago, and implementing this into our team. And it's changed the way we do business tremendously. And it's actually had a bigger impact on us, I think, than it maybe had with Michael, because it's so new to us. You know, I mean, just yesterday, an attorney gave me a call, and long story, she doesn't really need to go into the whole story, but the bottom line was I was able to do everything I needed to do on my iPhone sitting in my car driving down the road. It was, like, amazing. Here's that document here. I sent this to you, blah, blah, blah. And just a year ago, I'd have to go find a fax machine and go through all this crap and find the paper and do all this other stuff. So, you know, it just goes without saying. It's a tremendous boon to our industry for those who put their arms around it and use it.
Yeah, and that's what we're really going to get to. And on that note, and I know the answer that Dave's going to give, but Gary, have you had anyone come through your training, embrace paperless, and then 6 months later go, I had a good run, I'm going back to paper?
You know, that's so funny. No, in fact, just the opposite. We've had people who go through the training and if I could share a quick stat with you, yep. We have had people all the way from ages, and this is where people are like, you know, I'm just too old, and I'm just too stuck in my ways. And this is what I say is age does not matter. We have had people from 21 years old through 80 go through our training, and then they're, you know, this is what they do. They're like, this and the training changed my life. In fact, we have a quote from somebody who went through the training, and she said, you know, I was burnt out. I was done. You guys, I'm sure if you've been in real estate long enough, you felt this too, is they said, I'm done. I am so tired of this, the rigmarole, the whole paperwork, the whole system and process that you have to go through. And every year it's like, oh, we have one more page to every contract because of the attorneys getting involved. And so, you know, we had this one agent, she goes, I was done. I was retiring. I was going to go get a job, a J-O-B. She said that horrible three-letter word, right? She was going to go get a job, and she said, I Googled, and I came across this training on Google, and I started the training. She said, this makes real estate fun again. And that's the whole thing is that, you know, I don't know if you guys know this, but Apple initially produced the iPad as a consumer product, not a business product. And, in fact, they were shocked that businesses started using it, and that's why they contacted us and said, holy cow, we didn't even think businesses would be using this technology. Can you come talk to us? Like, how are you using it? Why? And so, you know, it's I say that to get back to the point, like, you know what? The technology was designed for fun. And the fact is that we're able to take that and drag that into our industry and make it fun again. And so that's, you know, it's not just fun for us, but I think Dave said this too, is that it's about the customer experience, because only through producing a better experience for them does it come back to us.
Yeah, and I think in everyone watching who are and we preach about it all the time, Dave, about building a business and not being transactional agents, the impact of the iPad then or technology such the iPad, Gary, how does that impact creating more listings, which is important, and then those listings having a better experience because of the technologies that you're implementing, to which those become your repeat and referral business. That is the most important part of building a business, is having those people that just love and adore you and won't shut up about you, and that's the whole point of it. So take us through how you think the iPad can affect getting new business, and then how, briefly, it impacts that experience so that they're happy at the end.
Yeah, sure. So briefly, like you said, because I know we have a lot to talk about. Number one is using the iPad to market ourselves. We market ourselves as paperless agents. And interesting, I'm sure you do this too. Interestingly, consumers look at that and they're like, oh, that's awesome. I want to work with them. Because what that says is, number one, that we're paperless, we're doing something different. Number two, we're adopting the newest technology, and every buyer and seller knows that if they're going to buy or sell real estate, they need a technologically savvy realtor. Like, that is a fact of today. And really, when we start meeting with our buyers and sellers, what happens is that as we start sharing with them, you know, this is a quote that I focus on a lot, is that a master salesperson never tells somebody anything that they can show them. And so what we do is we use these iPads, these Android devices, to show our clients how different we are. It's taken a lot of the whole telling somebody and the presenting about how awesome we are, takes it out of that. We show them how great we are because we're using these devices. We're totally transparent, and we're producing an experience for the customer that they're not going to find anywhere else. And by the way, that does bring it back, is that by using the iPad, or Android or Windows 8 tablet, whatever it is that you're using, if you can learn how to use that in the field, it does three things for you. So these three primary benefits that we can talk about, and we can really dive deep, is number one, it's going to save you money. All the way from gasoline, which is expensive now, so you're not having to drive back. Dave said this, you know, just a few years ago, you had to use a facsimile. Agents that we hire now, they don't even know what a facsimile is, you know, and so you don't have to drive back to the office and spend all that gas money and everything. Next, you can get rid of printers and copiers and all this stuff because you're paperless. You don't, like, all you need is a scanner. And then So that's number one is money. Number two is time. Dave, one thing that we do is that we track how many hours per transaction we save by being paperless. And we ask our customers to do that too in our training program. They save on average 5 hours per transaction. So just calculate that in your mind, how many hours you can save. And I think we were talking about how much money that actually means to you of, like, if you were to bill out your time, what that means. And then the third thing, Michael, I think you touched on just a second ago, is really the experience and how it incentivizes people to refer them or to refer their friends and family back to you, because the best thing that you can do is produce an experience where they want their friends and family to have that same experience. Because what happens is that if you produce that experience for me and I go refer you, it makes me look good and feel good about that. It's like, oh, I know and trust that they're going to have an awesome experience. So those are the three primary benefits in working with buyers and sellers. And you're going to walk away from tours like buyer tours and listing appointments with more contracts signed now because you can do it out in the field.
Absolutely. And one of the things I say when I'm talking about the iPad and paperless, and I know Dave does too as well, that the iPad becomes an integral part of the listing presentation. But, you know, it's one thing to have in your listing presentation the great videos that you have or the great website or talk about that sort of stuff, the value you're going to bring. But the iPad allows you to bounce out and show them that stuff. Like, just not having these still shots and keynote, like, show them. And like you say, showing is way more powerful. Just saying that, you know, the things that we have as far as value, to be able to just interact with that right there in front of them is something completely different. One of the things that really sets us apart, and Gary, you go in depth on training about this, but we've done it for quite some time, is paperless showings. And one of the things we do is, you know, we'll get into Evernote and the value of Evernote, but with my mobile phone in my hand, my iPhone, and my client has my iPad, I'm able to take photos and audio notes and notes, and they're able to scratch up their MLS printouts, and all those are emailed to that client before they get to the front door of their home after the showings are done. And so if you're out looking at one home with one agent and a couple homes with me, and you're trying to fill out the agent that you're going to go with, which happens quite regularly, if I am so detailed oriented in the way that I show the homes and I create such a unique experience, and you then are going to decide who to use, it's just, to me, it's such a no-brainer that if I'm not missing the detail of the cracked tile, the kitchen floor, then when it comes down to negotiating your $500,000 contract, who's going to not miss those details? And that's sort of the part of it. But one of the questions we have, and we can get into Evernote, is from Melanie. Melanie wants to know, what's the easiest way to get those MLS listings into your Evernote? How do you go about doing a paperless showing using the iPad?
Well, you know, there are several different systems you can use. And what we find to be the easiest way to do this is, number one, in your Evernote account, you are granted a very specific email address. And so literally the fastest and easiest way to do this is to access your MLS on your desktop or laptop, print to PDF or email to PDF. You know, a lot of these MLS systems will actually allow you to email a PDF directly from MLS, and you just email it directly into your Evernote account. That's how fast and easy it is. And then in Evernote, you have a PDF of those showings. And Michael, you know, I don't know if that's what you do or how you do that. Is that
exactly
what you're using?
Exactly the same. All you do is you take that email address in Evernote, put it into your contact list, name it Evernote, and then the beauty about it is as far as going back in history, if I ever got asked which houses did I show, maybe in front of a judge, which homes did I show at what time, I've got a record forever. Yeah. What I've done every single time, the feedback, like, it's just so easy to do, and the fact that we can do audio recordings, photos, notes, and add no more time to our experience of the actual showing, that's about time, right? It's about being efficient, and it's amazing. So, sorry, Dave, we're babbling about stuff here, and Tracy loves to hear you talk. But Dave, are you using Evernote very much? Because I don't know if you are or not, right?
No, not at all. And I have a team member, Dave Tibbetts, who's always, you know, he watches the calls and interacts sometimes, and he's a big fan of Evernote. He uses it. It's just something we haven't gotten to yet, but I'm certainly, you know, kind of raises my antenna. Something that seems to be that we can use with our buyers, because we have another spare iPad, which you could sort of put all this on like you guys are talking about and hand it to them while we're out looking at houses. There's a lot of ideas come to your head real quick. If I now, can, just real quick, so, I want to add a few things to your list, Gary, if I could, and you think of this. For me, I can tell you that what the iPad and all this has done for me, an enthusiastic, engaged agent is way more effective than somebody who's like just, talk about burnout. I've been doing this 35 years. I've burned out, I think, 2 or 3 times already. And I've said it on the show before. One of the things that's kept me now, I'm more engaged. I'm really like having a blast with this technology. Because if I had to do things the way I was doing them before, you talked about that agent that just was going to quit. I wouldn't have quit, but I wouldn't be doing the volume I'm doing. I wouldn't be engaged. My clients wouldn't benefit. I'd be miserable. Technology has changed all of that. The iPad has changed that for me so much. My clients are benefiting. Everybody's benefiting. So that, to me, you know, that's and if there's any agents out there that have been in the business a long time and are questioning this, just try it. I mean, it's all there for you. It's going to change the business for you because we still need those older, experienced agents. You young guys aren't just going to run this business.
No, well, it's not about the whippersnappers.
But on that note, I mean, I asked Gary earlier in the show, that's the success rate of becoming paperless. I do not know one single person that has given paperless an honest try that doesn't ever say, why didn't I do this earlier? There's just no... there's no one that gives it a go and reverts back. There's nobody. So that's the proof in the pudding, is that everyone sticks with it. On that note, Gary, you love Evernote. It is such a foundation about how you do your listings, your buyer consultations, showings, everything. What is it? This is such a hard question to ask in an hour. What is it about Evernote that makes it so special that there's a lot of applications that are similar out there, but nothing like Evernote? Why is it such a special application for realtors?
Well, two things. I want to address something that Dave just said. Dave Tibbetts on your team, right?
Yeah.
He's been through our iPad for real estate training, and I remember when he signed up, and so he's been through all of that. He's using all of those systems, and that's really important. That first and foremost is, I think Dave's just mentioned, it's like, it's not a fearful thing. It's, you just have to take that first step, and it's baby steps. You know, it's not about jumping in and saying, okay, today I'm using paper, tomorrow I'm not. That's not the way it works. It's a slow, gradual transition, and it's not scary at all. I think the idea of it is scary, but the fact of the matter is it's not. It's actually really exciting, and technology continues to change like every day. So, you know, it's going to continue to get more and more exciting. And then, Michael, to address your question as far as why Evernote, Evernote replaces all of the paper files, all of the filing cabinets, all of the file folder holders that we used to have on our desk with all of the active files. You know, I don't know about you, but I used to use red folders for my listings and blue folders for my buyers, and I spent a small fortune just on those folders every year. And I had paper everywhere. And by the way, if I'm out in the field, my client says, hey, let's go take a look at this house, I had to drive back to the office, pick up their folder, go meet with them. It took a lot of time. We don't have to do that anymore. So in Evernote, we're able to organize absolutely everything. And I can share this with you. I no longer have clients go to a closing table and say, wow, look at the settlement statement and say, Gary, that's the easiest commission you've ever made. And because, right, our jobs are to make it look easy and fun for our clients. And so if you're not 100% transparent and sharing with them everything that you're doing to market and sell their house, or everything that you're doing behind the scenes to help them buy and close on a house, then they just think it's easy. And in fact, I used to have clients get into the business because they're like, oh, Gary, you made this look so easy, I'm going to do it too. It's, you know, and everybody out there, I mean, everybody just probably had that same response you did, Michael, is we chuckle because it's not that easy. No. And so what Evernote allows us to do is we get to take that paper file, make it electronic, and share that with our clients so they get to see everything that we're doing. So it's 100% transparent, and it really adds the value. They're like, oh my gosh, I had no idea you had to do all these things.
But you also say make it digital, or make it take that's the thing a lot of people consider that step. You're not making it digitally anymore because you're starting digitally. There's no extra step once you get up and going. And I am, as people know the show, very energetic and creative person. My business partner, Jorda, who's amazing, is that accountant mindset. The beautiful thing about all these technologies is that word that you use, Gary, organization. It's almost a byproduct of these applications now that you're completely and utterly organized. Have access to, I've got access to every piece of paper in my last 8 years of my deals on my phone, and I know exactly where they are. If those emails and communications aren't in Evernote, they're in my document or my contract management system. They're in one of those two places. So that's the beauty of it. I never wonder where things are. I know exactly where they are, every piece of paper, and Evernote's an amazing, amazing application, and it's everywhere. You have it on your phone, tablet, desktop, everywhere, right? It's everywhere.
You do. And here's the last benefit is that you can get it for free, right? You unless you need the additional benefits of it being the premier the premium version, you get it for free. And if you need the premium version, it's only $5 a month. So, you know, I can't talk about any app that is as powerful as Evernote. And in fact, we have a full training, Dave, that I would recommend. It's called Evernote Training for Real Estate, and it will take you through and help you set it up and understand it and really start implementing it within days. So, Dave, I highly recommend that. If you're not using it yet, you can do that very, very easily.
Thank you. Well, we're going to do that, and that's kind of one of the highlights of your system. You know, it's all there for you.
And we're going to get into the nuts and bolts of actually the paperless agent shortly. We're already into a half an hour, and I got some more questions. Gary, when you're out speaking, it happens. Dave and I were on a panel at R4 last year, and I knew the question was coming when the lady walked up to the microphone, and Dave knew the question was coming, and it's something I get asked almost every single time I talk.
I don't know what's coming, so I'm waiting anxiously. What are you going to say?
All this technology is great and it's all fantastic, but it's going to get in the way of having real relationships with our clients. And it's something we hear all the time. And I suppose if you hide behind DocuSign as a way of interacting with your clients, if you hide behind all these other things and abuse the gift of the technology that we have in our business, perhaps you're right. But I see it as the complete opposite. Something that I've said on the show many, many times, in a three-hour negotiation, I'm at the kitchen count table with my client for 3 hours. The traditional agent is between the office and the fax machine and the client, and they're spending 27 minutes over the three-hour period with their client. What has the impact of technologies meant to spending more time, not less, belly-to-belly with your client?
Well, you know, one thing I could say is you could use any technology to hide, right? Email. How many times do we use email to not have to pick up the phone and talk to our client? I mean, just answer that in your own head. That's danger. So, absolutely, technology, any sort of technology, can help you hide behind. Caller ID is a technology that helps you hide behind technology not to talk to your client. But what it does is that if you use it appropriately, it will actually, number one, produce a better experience for your client because it allows you to communicate more with them. Number two, it can save you on average up to 5 hours per transaction. So if you have 5 more hours per transaction, what else can you do with that time? I mean, you could take a sliver of that and offer more time to your customers, and you're still coming out ahead. So what we do is we actually use the technology a lot to do several things. Number one, we use it to break the ice in conversation with our clients. So, for example, we teach that when you get into a car to go out on a buyer tour with your client, you actually hand them the iPad, and it instantly breaks that ice of conversation. You don't have to say, how's the weather? You know, it's like, hey, we're going to go out on this buyer tour, and we're going to have a lot of fun. We're just going to use this iPad, or you're going to use it to navigate, take notes and photos and everything. And in the end, at the end of the day, you're going to choose the house you want to write an offer on. We're going to go back to that house. We're actually going to write an offer right here on the iPad. So this is a really powerful tool that you and I are going to use together, and you use it to build that relationship and actually spur on conversation, not to hide from it.
Dave, I mean, that's the end all be all. You still got to put them in the car, as you say. That's the use of technology done well.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you have heard me say, you still got. Well, I'm the guy that said you still got to put them in your car. But you know, if you don't use it as an excuse to hide, it's certainly something like Gary said that you can bring more value to them and have more interaction with them rather than less.
Yeah. And
gotta do it right.
Absolutely. And go ahead, Dave.
No, it is easy to hide behind. I mean, it really is. It's actually easier.
Absolutely.
You couldn't avoid them before. We didn't have email. We didn't have text. We didn't have this. I can't hide from my clients. Where are you going to go? Hide in the closet? No, now it's easier to do. And then there's agents out there that'll do it. But if you want to build your business.
Yeah. And on that note, sometimes belly to belly isn't the best for your client. And you have to determine those times when you need one initial on a contract because you're bringing the fridge back out of the contract and it's 11:30 at night and your client doesn't want to get out of their pajamas for you to come over. Sometimes using a DocuSign ink to get that signature is actually providing a better experience for your client. So I think it's, and we all know the right times and wrong times to use it. Mm-hmm. As agents, we have to determine, am I adding value to my client by being there or not being there, making it simple and easy or not. I sent a contract off the other night to my client late at night, and they were thrilled that they could just open up their phone, sign it, and send it back, opposed to them having to, you know, have me come over. They don't want me to come over. So I think...
And let me
more
point
so now because there's a shortage of inventory. I don't know about your market, Gary, and your market, Michael, but in our market, we got tons of buyers. We've got nothing to show them. And when you do find a house that comes on and it's something they like, you got to be fast. You just got to beat the next guy to the listing. You can do that with technology, but you certainly can't do it without it.
Well, you know, Dave, you just mentioned something that's really critical is that we use technology as a tool. It is not it's one of the means to the end. It's not the end, right? So we're using it as a tool to produce a better experience for our customer and to secure properties that we, you know, if they're buyers, you're exactly right. We may only get to show them one house and then they have to write an offer. And if you can write that offer at the house they want to buy, number one, it keeps them more excited and they like that experience. Number two, mm-hmm. You get that offer to the listing agent from the house that you want to write the offer on right there. And it actually, interestingly, even when we get into multiple offer situations, the agent sees that we're using technology very uniquely, and it makes their life easier. So who do you think they would rather work with?
Absolutely.
You know, somebody who's like, oh, you know, I'm going to have to bring this over and I'll fax it to you or whatever. They're like, no, email it to me. Well, I don't know how to do that. Or send it via DocuSign. I don't know how to do that. If you know how to do that and you can take care of them that way, I think you produce a better experience for the other agent too. And on the flip side is that it's so much easier to produce a wow factor for your sellers that you walk out of homes with a listing agreement signed on the iPad. And they're delighted. And in fact, I have clients all the time cancel appointments with other agents who are supposed to come in right after me because they said, you know what? We don't even want to talk to other people because this is what we need.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, absolutely.
And a couple more things I want to just quickly talk about, and then we'll get right into the actual paperless agent program, which is amazing. Anyone who watches the show knows there's a lot of people that went through Michael Chris's tablet video for agents. Very, very similar, but for being paperless. There's a lot of us that are about to head out to RE/MAX R4. We're going to be inundated with business cards. And we want to be able to keep in touch with them, and it's what you do with those business cards afterwards. I love Evernote Hello. I don't know if you use it, Gary, but if you do, can you give us some advice for agents that are going to have all these cards from all these different agents on a way of making that manageable so that you can maintain those relationships ongoing, because that's where the actual value of this networking is about meeting other agents.
Well, there's two different ways that you can use Evernote. You just touched on one is Evernote Hello, and you can download it right here on your iPhone or your Android device. It's available on both, and what it allows you to do is to connect with other people by taking a picture of them, inputting their information, and then you have it to be able to follow up in the future. Evernote has also come out with a business card application within Evernote. So if you open up Evernote, you can actually find a photo ability. So if I open up Evernote, I can very quickly go into taking a picture, and I'm actually doing this on my iPhone right now. I can go into the camera and take a what's called a business card photo. So I don't know if you guys can see that, but right there, I can take a business card photo, take the snapshot, and it automatically recognizes, okay, here's the picture. We're going to put it over here in this note. Here's the name, the email address, and everything. And then it saves it directly within a business card notebook. So you can do that. But, you know, I love doing this. When I meet with people, they're like, do you have a card? And I say, no, I'm paperless. Do you have a card? And they're like, oh, yeah, I got one right here. So they pull it out. I take a picture of it in Evernote, and I hand them their card back, and then I say, keep that for the next person because I now have it electronically, and I'm going to share my contact information with you too.
And it will also go out and say if it's got a match out on LinkedIn, and then you can say, I want to connect with this person on LinkedIn. It can pull all that additional information into it, and so you can follow up. I did that over at Western Canada. I took all those email addresses. I threw a personal bomb out to that group of people saying, we met after my talk at RE/MAX Western Canada. If you would like further information about what I talked about or the slides, click the link below. And I knew that because it was organized like that. And so there's a huge opportunity there when we're out at places like RE/MAX R4 it's awesome.
You guys just saved me a ton of time because what I do, when I go to the convention, I get all these business cards in my pocket and I come back here and I sit for a whole day and write personal notes. The people that I may, you know, never contact again, but I like to write personal notes. I still might do that, but this thing, that's pretty interesting.
You can still write the personal notes. It's just you'll have your contact information, and I quickly write in, had lunch with, or had a drink with, or met after a talk. And so afterwards, I can reference those things. And in Evernote, that's searchable. I can say, had a drink with R4. It'll pull up everyone I had a drink with, and then I can send one email off or one bomb off to, it was great having a drink with you at R4, you know, blah, blah, blah. So it sounds much more personal, and I don't want to say that I'm not being personal, but you have those opportunities to leverage these technologies in such a meaningful way. And we'll get into all that. But let's get down.
And it saves you time. That's the whole thing, is technology is designed to save you time so you can get onto the things that are more meaningful, like one-on-one relationships. You know, you talked about this a minute ago, is that use the technology to save the time so then you can actually spend more time with your clients eyeball to eyeball. Take them to lunch. Have coffee with them. And this is one thing we coach, is that, you know, when you talk to them like that, don't talk about real estate. Ask them questions. Hey, how are you, Michael? How are the kids? How's the wife? How's this? How's that? Talk about them. And that's really when business starts shifting.
Or to have more personal time to be fresher as an agent or a person.
Listen, there's no group of people that are more excited about us being paperless and implementing the technology than my wife and my two boys. I mean, without a doubt, I can do transactions in between, you know, periods of a hockey game. I can, like, that, and my clients appreciate that I've got balance because it makes me, like you said, Dave, a more energetic, more happy agent, and therefore I provide them a better experience. Let's get into the paperless agent. Tell us what the paperless agent is, Gary, and then we'll mention some of the costs involved, and then we'll get into the details of what the course actually provides.
Absolutely. So
just give us an overview.
Okay. The paperless agent, we designed the paperless agent to be an organization that takes everything that we're doing with technology in real estate, everything that I do. In fact, you talked about this a minute ago. I am a practicing agent. Just before we got on this call, I'm negotiating the sale of a property right now. So, in fact, I just missed a call from that agent, and hopefully they sent over an offer. But what we do is we take that into training, and we're now offering it through North America to all of our Canadian and American friends. And so the focus is, how do we take all of the knowledge that we have since 1997 and all of the technology that we've used and be able to train everybody in systems? You know, instead of going to a conference and standing on stage and saying, hey guys, these are the 50 apps that you should look into. I mean, aren't you tired of people saying that?
That's me.
And here's
the point, Gary, and I'll say it. When I get up and I talk for a half an hour or 45 minutes about being paperless, the only thing I could do is scratch the surface and make them curious. That's all I can do. I don't have the ability to go deep. I don't have the ability to actually teach them how to implement, set up iPads. And that's what's so great about you, is that these people are curious and excited, and then they go, now what? Now what do I do? And that's where you're actually feeling this, and that's why it's so, so valuable, because what you just said, that's me. here's how we do our business. Here's our 25 apps that we use. Here's how we do it. And then I say, good luck, and they're gone, and there's nothing we can do to help. So continue on.
Well, what we do is we bundle all that up into step-by-step training. And in fact, we just released something called our Paperless Agent Technology Coaching Club. And what we do is we take all of the training that we've had through iPad for Real Estate, Evernote Training for Real Estate, and we actually coach on it as well. So, you know, in I can just break it down like this, is that if you've ever been told these are the apps you need to go investigate, what we did is we went a step further and we said these are the apps that we investigate and these are the apps that we use, and we're going to show you in step-by-step, like, well, I like to call it baby steps of exactly how you can implement this into your own business and be paperless. And by the way, it's not that scary. You can actually be paperless in a couple of weeks, and we take you spend an hour a day for 2 weeks. I can guarantee you're going to be paperless. And so that's what we have.
Yeah, and Gary was kind enough to give Dave and I a peek behind the curtain before the show. And like I said, I've been taking Gary's webinars and whatnot, but never really went through the training. You know, you can be more versed than I am on being paperless through this training in a month or 2 weeks. It's everything is there, from how to set up your iPad to like how to use DocuSign. It's all there if you want it, which is incredible. And as far as value of our time, having it all in one place is more than worth the cost. But the other thing too, as well, is the time. If you're saving 5 hours a transaction being paperless, I mean, the return on investment, much like a Creesa thing, is incredible.
So and it actually, and this whole thing actually takes it one step further to Mobile Agent TV. I mean, we come on here and we get guests on that talk about the different things they do, and we certainly endorse those things. Only because we're sort of vetting them ourselves, and I believe this is a great program. I did look behind the curtain, and it is such a step by step. And as we have made it perfectly clear, you know, Michael and I don't get anything out of any of this. We don't take any money. We're here to try to share and pass along good information. And Gary's been kind enough to, you know, offer us something. But Gary, you want to talk a little bit about what it costs to do some of those things and kind of what you've told us you do with Children's Miracle Network?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we wanted to offer everybody through your TV show here is that we do have our technology training and coaching club. And what we'd like to do is offer that plus a whole lot of other things. So if you've got a pen and paper, I want you to write this down.
Or Evernote.
Or an iPad and Evernote. You beat me to it, Michael. So here's what we have. Number one, write down the Technology Coaching Club. We have a $160 sign-up fee and then $37 a month. It's $37 a month for coaching. And what we're going to do is we're going to offer 40% of that $160 to the Children's Miracle Network, because I know that that's an organization that you guys support. So we want to give back to the RE/MAX community, who has been so generous and kind to us. And so we're going to donate to y'all's to the charity of your choice. And then
thank you, Gary.
Well, my pleasure. It's, you know, any, like I said, this is about giving back to the community. And if that means giving back to charitable organizations too, we're all for it.
Good.
So that's what, you know, so basically you can sign up today for $197, and a lot of that goes directly to Children's Miracle Network. And included, we're going to offer these bonuses. We talked a lot about Evernote. We're going to give you our Evernote training for real estate. That's normally $297. We're going to give that to you. We also have an Evernote for Real Estate book. And I wrote this book. It's a training manual. We're going to give that to you as well. That's normally $97. We're going to give that to you. We also have templates in Evernote. Michael, I'm sure you document everything and you have templates, because anything that you do once, you want to document and recreate. So we have templates as well. We're going to give those to you. That's normally $97. So that whole package is normally $491. We're going to give that to you. Next, we talked a lot about listings and securing listings. We have created a digital listing presentation. You can have it in Microsoft PowerPoint or in Keynote. And that, plus we have training that goes through and takes you step by step of exactly how to present every single slide of this Keynote or PowerPoint presentation. and we do a lot of Q&A. We do a live interaction there. What we're going to do, that's normally $997. We're going to give that to you as well. So in this special offer, we're going to give all of that. And we were talking about this earlier. I tried to calculate it. I think that comes out to almost $1,500 that we're just going to give away as bonuses when you sign up today. And we're also giving away a lot of that money to the Children's Miracle Network. And we're going to show you exactly how to do that. Plus, in the coaching club, you get 2 90-minute calls every single month. And we go through everything like Facebook ads. How do you actually generate business on social media? That's a big question right now. Well, we've cracked the code on how to do that. In fact, one of our coaching club members let us know that they have generated over 500 leads in the last month alone through learning how to really optimize Facebook and use that. So we take people through that. We take the people through, you know, what is the best CRM that we recommend and how do you integrate that into your business? How do you use DocuSign and electronic signatures truly effectively with your clients? So we take you through all of that. And you get that every single month. You also get the archives of every single coaching club call we've ever had. So when you log in, you're going to see a lot of training, and you're going to be able to have all of that. So that's what we wanted to offer everybody here with RE/MAX, because you guys have been so awesome to us. And I know, Michael, I gave you a special link so we could track every single person who signs up through this, so we can make sure that we give that money back to Children's Miracle Network.
Yeah, and there's two ways you can do that. You can go to the paper, and we'll if you're watching this in post, I'll write this in annotations on the screen, and it'll be in the comments. But if you're watching live right now, if you go to thepaperlessagent.com/CMN, that's a link that will go there to help you sign up. You can also go to mobileagenttv.com/paperless. It will take you to today's episode. At the bottom, there is a link that says sign up. That will redirect you to, and that's just a way of Gary and the team over there tracking who's signing up through the show so that a donation will be made to the Children's Miracle Network, which we really, really appreciate.
Yep.
An amazing program, Gary. So detailed, so much information. The beautiful thing is we don't have to go deep right now on the show that we can sort of wrap this up because we've only can scratch the curiosity, and then they can go there and do the training. It's unbelievable training, and I'm a huge fan of what you guys are doing, and I think it impacts the way it's impacted our business is clear, and so I would love other people's to impact other people's business the same way. And at the end of it, do you think, Gary, that there will be real estate agents 10 years from now and brokerages 10 years from now that aren't paperless?
I don't think so. You know, I think we're at a crossroad in our industry. And if you take the path less traveled right now, which is going paperless, that's the adopt. If you take the path more traveled, where everybody's like, this is the way business has always been done, that's the die. And so I don't want you guys to die in your business. It's adapt or die time. And so we need to adapt to the current technology. We make it really easy for you. And one thing I forgot, Chris just let me know, is that we have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and also we have a zero-time cancellation policy. So it's not like you sign up for coaching for 12 months and you're locked in. No, if you get into it and you're like, you know what, time out, I don't want to be paperless or I'm retiring, you can cancel at any time.
The first one you won't say. You might retire, but the first one you won't say. Once you see it, you will become paperless without a doubt. Dave, sort of the takeaways from the show, this is – if there's any show that we've done, this is episode 44 of Mobile Agent TV, wow. And all the past episodes are mobileagenttv.com. This is sort of our wheelhouse. This is sort of the topic that you and I met each other over. Mm-hmm. This is what, you know, we're both very, very passionate about this part about it. So your takeaways on this and anything that you want to say to our audience?
Well, I don't think that there's one takeaway other than, you know, what I've said before. It's lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way, quote from Dave Liniger. And Gary just said it. I mean, and here it is. It couldn't get any easier for you, for the agents that are kind of pushing back with paperless and mobile and all of this. It can't get any easier than this. It's almost to me like a no-brainer. I've looked at the program, and it's, you know, step by step, and just, you know, give it a try. From what he just laid out, you really don't have a whole hell of a lot to lose.
And what I mean, the cost is, I mean, without, sorry, Gary, but the cost is minimal. Like, it's like the cost is so ridiculous.
If you're not willing to invest a little bit into your business, get out of the business. I mean, come on. You know,
if it saves you 1 hour, okay, maybe 2 hours of time in the next year, it's paid for.
It's going to save it, and again, for the older agents, I said this before, if you've been doing this for a while, it's going to, if you want to find a way to refresh yourself, embrace this embrace technology, embrace video, put your hands around this stuff and try it. For me, I can only say, you know, for me, but I can, it's going to do this for a lot of other people too.
Okay. So the paperlessagent.com/CMN.
And make sure that if you sign up today, make sure that you use the CMN. That stands for Children's Miracle Network. You got to use that link so we know to pay money on your behalf to the Children's Miracle Network.
Perfect. Or mobileagenttv.com/paperless. Gary, thank you so much. How do people get a hold of you and other people there at the Good Life team?
Easiest way is go to Facebook and join our Facebook page, The Paperless Agent. Go join us there. We're very active there. My team is always answering all the questions there. So you can go to Facebook, The Paperless Agent, and interact with us that way.
Perfect. Next episode is a very, very special episode from the floor of RE/MAX R4 at the All Access Area RE/MAX. Wednesday, March 5th at 12 o'clock Pacific and 3 o'clock Eastern. If you are at R4, come and join us. If you're unable to make it to R4, we're going to bring R4 to you. And our guest for the top of the show will be Mr. Dave Liniger, and we'll have some time to speak with him. If you have any questions that you'd like us to ask, send them our way. We'll pick a couple questions to ask Mr. Liniger at the time, as well as amazing guests, Katie Lance, Chris Spiker, Corey Vasquez, Travis Robertson, Valerie Garcia, and our end of the show sign-off will be done by Melanie Gallia at R4, because that's what she wants us to say at the end of every show. So if you have any referrals heading out to the East Coast of the United States, get a hold of Dave. He'll get you in the hands of the right RE/MAX agent. If you have everything coming out to the West Coast of Canada, get a hold of me and I'll get you in the hands of the RE/MAX agent right for you. And as Melanie Gallia of RE/MAX Fort McMurray wants us to end every show, please tell 5 other RE/MAX agents about the show. It's been an incredible year, Dave. We've just had our 1-year anniversary, and the thought of having a live show at R4 with Dave Liniger as our guest was something that we never, ever, ever imagined. Thank you, Corey Vasquez, for being so supportive.
Michael, where are we going from here?
Nowhere. It's over.
CNN, NBC, what? I don't know.
Hey, what's his name from CNN got fired? The British guy. What's the name? Piers Morgan.
Piers Morgan. We don't want to be interviewed by him. He's ruthless, that guy.
No, but they fired him. We could take his spot. We could be the next.
You're right. They did fire him.
Yeah, we can do that. I'll make a call.
Everything real estate.
I can make a call. Thank you so much, Gary, for spending an hour of your time with us. We really appreciate it. I sure hope that people go out and check out thepaperlessagent.com. Dave, make sure you get out of New Jersey. I don't want to sit there doing the show without you. There'll be so many crushed and disappointed people. Get on a flight.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying to get out early because the snowstorm's coming. And in New Jersey, when there's like this much snow, everybody freaks out around here. It's crazy.
All right.
I'll be there one way or the other. I will be there.
We'll see you in 2 or 3 days. Dave, I really appreciate it. Thanks, Gary. Thank you, everyone, for watching. If you're coming out to R4, make sure that we get to connect. If you're not coming to R4, Wednesday, March 5th, 12 o'clock noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern. We'll see you all next week. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Mobile Agent Radio.